Praise the Lord. Well, God's still moving. You know, I started a little last week on Thanksgiving, and I want to finish it because, you know, the thing about Thanksgiving, you know, it's, to me, it's one of the most foundational things we have in the kingdom, but it's neglected so much to be thankful. And, you know, last week I talked about the Lord showed me all this going on in this, the generations that's coming up. And it doesn't have to be that way, but it's a generation of entitlement. I have a right to all this. It's entitlement. How many of you are glad we don't get what we deserve? Amen. And one of the things about religion, religion puts you in a position where you have to do some things, and it creates in you an attitude of, God's got to thank me because I'm doing this. Instead of thanking Him for what He's done, you want Him to thank you for how good you've been. And how you've performed and what you've done. And it creates an entitlement and a lack of thankfulness. And so I wanted to finish this up and look at some scriptures because, you know, the kingdom, the culture of the kingdom is gratitude and thankfulness. Amen. And that's rooted in the exchange life. Because the exchange life, spirit, soul, and body, what Jesus has freely given to every one of us without charge, you know, all you can say is, thank you. There's not anything left for you to do but to say thank you. When you see the word gifts, gifts are given, and all you can do is say thank you. Everything's been freely given to us in Christ Jesus. So say thank you. That's all that's left to say is thank you. So we're going to look at a few scriptures, and it is a grateful heart is a grace-filled heart. God said, I'll give you a new heart. I'll give you a heart to know me. And a heart to know Him is a heart of love and appreciation. Because in His presence is fullness of joy. And at His right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Remember last week in Luke 6:27, Father, thank you for your word. It says, you know, talking about the Sermon on the Mountain in the Mount in Luke. It says, for God is kind and good to the unthankful and the evil alike. So that tells us that unthankfulness, inappreciation, and evil is in the same category. Take a deep breath. Being unthankful is considered evil in the sight of God. Because the Bible says what? In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything what? I want to look at that. Give thanks. You want to know the will of God? What is the will of God? That in everything you give thanks. For this is God's will. That in everything you give thanks. Verse 19. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from the very appearance of evil. And then what happens? The very God of peace sanctify you wholly, completely, and I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is He who called you, who will also, and has also done it. Say thank you. Thank you, Lord. You know, if you just learn to say thank you, Lord. One thing about Garland Solomon, if you're ever around him much, all you'll ever hear him say, and he's walking around, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That was his, wasn't it, Jana? It's all he said all the time. You see, he'd just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, that's kingdom talk. Because once you enter the kingdom, you realize you're only there because of Him. So what else can you think? You know, the scripture says, when he says, pray this, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So what is His will? In everything, do what? Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I want to turn to Revelation. If we say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Right? All right. I want to go to Revelation. I want to read Revelation 4. If I can get there. That's why I like to quote verses. I don't like to look them up. It takes too long. Wastes too much of my preaching time. Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. And the four beasts, and each of them had six wings about them, and they were full of eyes within, and the rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, which is, and which is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and what? Thanks to him. Glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne who lived forever and ever. The four and the 20 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that lived forever and ever and cast their thrones before him, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For you have created all things, and for your pleasure they are created. Now that's what's going on in heaven. So thy will be done on earth as it what? Is in heaven. So what are they doing? Giving him thanks for everything. Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe has come quickly. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders, which sat before God on their seats, fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, We give you thanks, O Lord. So what happens when you get in his presence? All you can say is, We give you thanks, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done. Thank you, Lord. You with me?
Yes.
It's giving him thanks. And they say, We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art, which was, and which art to come, because thou hast taken by thy great power and hast reigned in everything. Give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You know that we've all heard the story of the 10 lepers. And I think that's Luke 17. But they cried out, Have mercy on us, the 10 lepers. And he told them, says, go show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was cleansed, came back to Jesus, fell at his feet, and thanked him. And he says, We're not 10 cleansed, where's the 9? Why hadn't the 9 come back and given thanks? All that's come back is this one stranger, a Samaritan. See, the rest was Jews. Religion gives you a spirit of entitlement. Religion can't go there. But the Samaritan knew that he didn't have a right to it, and he came to give him thanks. See, that's why we're living in a generation. You know, there's a scripture in Revelation, for it says, Revelation 1, when they knew not God, they glorified him not as God, about verse 18, I think. Neither were thankful. I said again. When they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts was darkened, professing themselves to be wise. They became a fool and exchanged the glory of an incorruptible God into the image made like a corruptible man and beast and worship and serve the creature more than the creator. For this reason, God gave them up to a reprobate mind. Your old Adamic thinking mind is a reprobate. It's selfish. It's self-centered. All it cares about is self and what I can get and what's in it for me. And there's only two kinds of minds in this world. The old one and the new one. Right? There's not three. And see, that old mind is unthankful. And so you can tell where this stuff's coming from. And a lot of that stuff, entitlement, is coming right out of that. And God gave them over to do those things that's not convenient. Okay? And then we see in the last days, 2 Timothy 3:1. Let me turn there. I'm pretty close anyhow. 2 Timothy 3:1. How many of you know we're in the last days? I'm just telling you, saints, we need to develop an attitude of gratitude. And if you're living the exchange life, you don't have anything but gratitude, because you know it's absolutely nothing you've done. It's been freely given to us in Christ. So all you can say when somebody freely gives you everything, what do you say? Thank you, Lord. It wouldn't hurt if we all went around at all times and said, Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just still hear him say that. He wasn't even conscious of it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Because in everything, give thanks. For this is God's will in Christ concerning you. How many of you know, how many of you like to be appreciated? How many of you just give and give and give and they take and they take and they take and they don't appreciate it because they're entitled to it? Does it rub you a little the wrong way at times? It does me. Because, you know, that's not what... He purposely did it this way so he wouldn't have to thank us for what he's freely given us. We need to thank him for what's freely been given to us in Christ. The last days, verse 1, 2 Timothy 3:1, know this. The last days, perilous times shall come. How many of you know we're living in some perilous times? For men shall be lovers of self. Got it? Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedience to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God. And let's go ahead and throw this one in while we're at it, because this goes with the rest of the group. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power, dunamis, the supernatural thereof. From such, turn away. That's what's happening in the last day. Denying the power thereof. You know, religion has made Christianity natural and normal. Christianity is supernatural from start to finish. There's nothing natural about Christianity, or it wasn't intended to be. That's why Paul said to the Galatians, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? He therefore that ministers you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the flesh or by the hearing of faith? You're foolish. Who has cast a spell on you? Religion puts a spell on you to think it's something natural you can do to be good so you can please God and he'll reward you and thank you for your good efforts. Don't shout me down. And he says, one of the things, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Are we there? Pretty well. From such, turn away. The new man, which is in Christ, has a new attitude of gratitude. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and we know in everything they're giving glory and honor and thanks to God the Father right now. We see that happening, don't we? You remember last week we talked to Aaron in Deuteronomy 8, and he says to them, remember all the ways the Lord led you this 40 years in the wilderness to humble you, to prove you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would serve him or not, and he suffered you to hunger, fed you with manna, which your father knew not and that you did not know, that God may teach you that man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And he says, all these 40 years, your shoes didn't wear out. Nothing happened to you. But he says, when you come into the land that I've given you, when everything begins to multiply and you have houses you didn't build and lands, that crops that you didn't sow, and your crops and everything increase, don't forget God. Don't forget me when you get wealthy. For it is I that gives you power to get wealth that I might establish my covenant with you. Even under the law, they were commanded not to take it for granted, but to thank him for what they had. Amen? And one of the curses of Deuteronomy 28 says all these curses. I'm not getting on to you. I hope you're not picking that up from me. But I think we need to, as he is, so are we. What did Jesus do? Everywhere he went, he thanked the Father right in front of everybody. Father, I thank you that you already hear me. Everything, he thanked the Father. And when he blessed the food, first thing he did was give thanks. That releases the blessings of God. It's not just a prayer you think that you say. It's you think. Father, thank you. But in Deuteronomy it says, all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Because you serve not the Lord your God with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things I've given you. Oh. I want to read Psalms 34. I really, really think this is an area where all of us need to be more conscious of being thankful. Gosh, can you imagine? I mean, just imagine now that all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, dwells in you, and you are complete and have it all in Christ. Freely. You have it all. Where is there place for you not to be thankful? Where is there one ounce for you to think that you got to do something when all the fullness of the Godhead has been freely given to us in Christ Jesus? Freely. And he said, freely you have received, freely give. Give what's been given to you. As every man received the gift, say thank you. Even so, minister the same one to another as good stewards of the many-sided grace of God. What kind of deal is that? All right. Psalms 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord sometimes. Oh. Now, word bless and thanks a lot of times is the same word. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall at once in a while be in my mouth. What? Continually be in my mouth. My soul, my mind, my will, and my emotions, that's the exchange life, shall make herself boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear and there and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me out of my fears. They looked unto him and were not enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This man cried unto the Lord, and he heard him and saved him out of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. That has a reverence and appreciation for. And delivered them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there's no want to them that fear him. There's no what? No want. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue. There it is, Connie. Say amen, Connie. He likes these verses. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil, do good, seek peace, and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are opened to their cry. Let me ask you something. Can you be any more righteous than you are? Do you have the very righteousness of God? God made Jesus to be sin for us, that we might be made the very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Can you be any more righteous?
Nope.
So what does this say? The eyes of the Lord upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cries. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from earth. The righteous cry, the Lord hears and delivers them out of their own troubles, out of their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that have a broken heart, and saves such as a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of some of them. Oh, I missed it. He keepeth his bones. This is a prophetic thing about Christ. He keepeth his bones, and not one of them is broken. Even evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeems the souls. He redeems what, John? The soul of his servants. And none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. So God has always been in the business of redeeming your mind, your will, and your emotion, and giving you a new one. That's called the great exchange, spirit, soul, and body. Amen? That's outstanding. Amen. You know, God said in Isaiah 53, remember you not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing, and it will spring forth speedily. You know, he showed me that this is the exchange life. This is exchange ministry. We've all had junk in our past. You know, Jackie called me about a dream she had about me when I was 13 years old. And I said, well, I don't remember anything exactly like that, but I had plenty of opportunity to go there. And the thing about it is, you know what he said to all of us that had a lot of problems in childhood? That's why the new covenant and the exchange life's here. Because it doesn't do you any good to remember the former things or try to fix the things of old. Don't remember them. Remember not, neither consider them. Behold, I do a new thing. That's not who I am. That's who I was. And what I was has no bearing on who I am. Come on, don't shout me down. That's why I don't remember it. But you know, when it comes to what he's done for us, he said, remember, remember, remember what I've done for you. Don't forget what I've done, because it says the wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. Don't forget what he's done to you, for you. We got to remember that. That's why we have communion. That's why we have baptism. That's why we do these things. Why? So we won't forget. Lest we forget. You remember last week when we talked about the second Thanksgiving, when the pilgrims spent that winter, all they had to eat was 5 kernels of grain, of corn, a day per person through the winter. That's all they had. And they survived. Well, that next Thanksgiving, when God blessed them, the first thing on their plate before they had all this good food was 5 kernels of corn. And they said, lest we forget. See, we have a lot that we should not forget. We need to be thankful. Because in everything, do what? Give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. So we got to remember. That's why he said in Isaiah 43, but if you look at your footnote, it says 1 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, all things have been made new, spirit, soul, and body. And we have the ministry of what? Reconciliation, which is in the Greek, exchange. It's all about exchange. We talked about it in the coffee shop. Until you have the exchange foundation, Hebrews 6 says, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith towards God and the doctrine of baptism and laying on the hands and resurrection of the dead. And he said, all these things we will do if God permit, we can go on to perfection. If we don't have a foundation of exchange, you can't go on to maturity. You got to have the right foundation to be able to grow up. Amen? And then as newborn babes, we desire the sincere milk of the word that we may what? Grow up in him. So let's be thankful. We're going to have baptism here in a minute, but you know, Marion reminded me of something last week as we was getting ready to leave. He says, why don't you cast that spirit of unthankfulness out of us? I said, I believe I will. No time like the present. But you know what? I want you to hear something. I looked through all my list of demon groupings. The new one that we use for encounters, the one I got out of Frank Hammond's book, I could not find unthankfulness anywhere. We've never touched that spirit of unthankfulness. It's a spirit. It's a spirit too. It develops into a spirit of ungratefulness, unthankfulness. And to my knowledge, we've never covered it.
That's just like battery rejection.
It is. It's awful. How could we be so blinded to the fact that we can be unthankful? It's a spirit. Well, let's go a little further. I believe that entitlement thing's a spirit. And we need to address that. We're living in a generation, everywhere you work, you hear all this political stuff and you hear everybody talking about what they deserve. It's only he that gives you power to get whatever you got. And whatever you got, if he didn't give you power to get it, you wouldn't have it. And I'm telling you, he can take it away in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Every bit of it, if you're not thankful. So we got unthankfulness. We got entitlement. What else we got? You know, that list says unthankful, unholy. There's an unholy spirit. It's right there in the list. Without natural affection. It's right there in the list. But I'm going to go with one he showed me that we've never touched either. You know, every spirit, demon, has some kind. If it's rejection, it's a spirit of rejection because the rejection's real. If it's whatever it is, it's real. I think a lot of times, a lot of us is battling that old man, that old nature that was crucified with Christ. We call it self, was crucified with Christ that the body of sin might be destroyed. And we're battling something that still looks the same. Is it possible that that thing we're battling is a spirit and not reality? Because they take on personalities of everything that we, all this 100 list. Spirit is self. And that spirit causes you constantly to be pulled back towards self. Self-righteous, self-centered, self. Huh? So let's just deal with those spirits. Amen? Because we're going to have a water baptism. But how many would like to get rid of these things and learn to be thankful?
Amen.
All right. I'm going to pray for you. I want you to pray with me. Say,
Dear Lord Jesus,
I thank you for what Jesus has done for me. I ask you to forgive me for going back to that old heart that's not thankful. That's not who I am. Because you've given me a new heart, a new spirit, new mind, new soul, new emotions, and the Holy Spirit, which quickens this mortal body. So I thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I come against this unthankful spirit. All right, let's breathe it out. In the name of Jesus, I command that spirit of unthankfulness to go now. Not appreciating things, entitlements. You spirits, I command you to go now in Jesus' name. Command you to go now in Jesus' name. Breathe it out. You go, an unthankful heart, I command it to go now. Go now. Don't appreciate things. I command those spirits to go now. You go now thinking I have a right to it. I deserve it. I should have got more. In the name of Jesus, I command it to go. To go now in Jesus' name. Go. That's not an attribute of the kingdom. That's an attribute of this world. I command that spirit to go now. Unthankfulness. Go. A spirit of unholiness. Come on out now. Unholy. You are as holy as he is holy.
Yeah.
He said, be you holy because I am holy. Why?
Yeah.
That word in the Greek says you're holy because I am holy.
Yeah.
So we're holy because he's holy. And we command that unholiness, that unholy devil to go in Jesus' name. And I come against that strong man, that spirit of self.
Yes.
We come against that spirit of self-consciousness. Self-consciousness. I command that spirit to go in Jesus' name. I command all self-consciousness, self-spirits to go now in Jesus' name. You're crucified with Christ, and I command that self-spirit to go now in Jesus' name. Command it to go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Now take a deep breath. Thank you, Lord. Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
All right, Marion. The water's troubled. And I hope it's warm. Amen. So let's not forget this. Let's not forget to be thankful in everything. But, you know, it's a given with the exchange life. Because when you're at peace and you have the fruit, which is the fruit of righteousness, and peace in your heart. You go through the day in peace. And you know that's not natural.
Yeah.
All you can say is thank you, Lord. Especially if you've been in religion for many years. And you know the unpeace that you had. And the unrest you had trying to please God. And to be in the place where you have the peace that passes all understanding. What does it say in Ephesians 5:20? Can you look it up, Rod? I'm sure it has something to do with being thankful. Ephesians 5:20, Holy Ghost, don't miss it. What's it say? That ain't it. That's 2 Samuel 1. Oh. Giving thanks. There we go. Always for all things. What does it say? Giving thanks for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Does that cover everything?
Pretty well.
Giving thanks for all things. Hallelujah. Let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which you are called into one body, and be ye thankful. Be ye thankful. Be ye thankful.